The Vermont Garden Journal is made possible by Gardner Supply, offering earth-friendly and innovative solutions for gardens and landscapes in Burlington, Williston, and gardeners.com.
I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. It's as quintessential as the 4th of July and apple pie. Sweet corn is an all-American crop, and there's nothing like munching on an ear of freshly picked corn on a hot summer day. It's so sweet, I don't even bother cooking it. When gardeners think of growing sweet corn, we often think in terms of large plots of land. There's a good reason for that. Corn is wind-pollinated. The tassel produces pollen grains that fall on the sticky hairs of the corn ear. Each individual silky hair is attached to a kernel of corn and must have a pollen grain to pollinate it. When you think about how many kernels are on an ear of corn, that's a lot of pollen. By growing corn in groups, you increase the chances of getting complete pollination. But most home gardeners don't have the luxury of committing a large area to growing sweet corn. Luckily, you don't have to. You can grow your own sweet corn in an area as small as 4 feet by 4 feet. Here's how. Choose varieties such as On Deck that grow only 4 to 5 feet tall. Plant 4 rows spaced 1 foot apart, 4 feet long. Grow only one variety per block. You can also grow 4 to 5 plants in a 2 foot wide container. This tight spacing is more likely to ensure pollination than growing corn in a few long rows. To help pollination, once the tassels form, place a brown paper bag over them to collect the pollen and sprinkle it on the ear silks. Repeat this 3 days in a row. You should have edible sweet corn in a few weeks. And now for this week's tip. To keep tall-growing perennials such as bee balm, phlox, and Siberian catmint a little shorter this season, try pinching back the tops now before they start to flower. The pinching back will dwarf the plant and keep it a little bit more under control, but also it will delay flowering. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about rhubarb. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.